Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Wolter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington at 3201 North Division Street. Coins Plus can be contacted in Spokane at 444-0044. Outside Spokane, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN or through our website at coinsplus.com. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. We offer one of the highest-rated privately held depository services in the Northwest United States. Extremely secure, extremely fair prices. Our boxes start at $60 a year. Just heard again today a story of someone having a pretty substantial robbery and losing a significant amount of their material. Actually, I guess that would be a burglary. The robbery is at gunpoint or something, but or if you come face to face with the perpetrator. However, the bottom line is secure your stuff well. There are a number of great ways to hide it. You can, you know, create artificial spaces in walls, even exterior walls. So if the house is burning, you can hack through the wall and pull it out or get it after a house fire. You can build little hiding spaces in your concrete walls, little crawl spaces. Whatever location you choose, you want to make it inconvenient to find. I mean, there's a number of things, folks. You can put things behind drawers, in the, you know, the bottom of dressers. You can put them up, like I said, in the attic, behind washing machines, out in the garage, under all kinds of junk. You know, use your imagination. Don't, I mean, you know, a lot of people I've seen hide stuff so good they never find it again. Be consistent in what you do, but at the same time, you know, make sure it's hidden. It's secure. And, you know, when we do our investment portfolios, we like to balance. I mention that a lot, but, you know, we use a full kind of a pyramid-shaped structure. The base is bullion. The mid-range is numismatic or semi-numismatic products, gold and silver. The top is numismatic-based items. This is becoming a critical part of every portfolio. Long term, we want to have this. We see great, you know, you see fluctuations in the metals, massive manipulation and so on. The metals themselves have fundamental strength and value. They're here to stay forever. They're not speculative. They were never designed to be by God. Now, I mentioned in the previous show the importance of money. Money is a full encompassing, it encompasses our psychological, emotional, interrelational, spiritual, social life, everything. Money, the function of it, the attitude towards it, the use of it, the management of it, it is a huge part of our life. It's a huge part of our psyche that God gave us. And that's the whole thing where I think, like I mentioned in the previous show, you know, dealing with money a lot of times, talking about it, there's people that think it's just materialism. People that take that to the extreme have a problem with it. I know from being in banking for years, deadbeats, you know, people who just don't take care of their responsibilities, they're considered some of the nicest people you've ever met because they just don't have that pressing desire for responsibility. And as the Bible says, if everyone thinks well of you, woe to you. You know, a good Christian isn't everyone's friend. God tells us to be blameless and to walk, you know, holy and righteous. And you're going to have confrontations with people. But what you want is when people look back, you want them to basically be able to say that you never really did anything wrong. You know, they had a disagreement. Again, as I touched on in the previous show, I'm very thankful for all your support and compliments towards the show. I mean, I can't tell you, it feels, I really appreciate that. But on the other hand, I always feel like I could have done better. You know, I have a business to run and a lot of other personal things going on all the time, and it's hard to do. I got on the air to educate. It's hard sometimes to know what to cover because I don't want to be redundant. I don't want to be a broken record. But at the same time, the quote-unquote fundamentals is what everybody needs to hear and know. And, you know, I just... And what we know and take for granted as common knowledge may not be so to others. But just thanks again for all the positive support. I get a lot of it, and I really appreciate it. I have a huge favor to ask of the audience. I mean, for those of you who are doing business with us or have done business with us or will do business with us, again, sincerely, thank you so much. Know that you have our commitment to honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. It's our desire to do the right thing, and it may be important to you to know. I know, like, today or this week, I was watching the news where Lady Gaga made over $2 million last year and gave $5,000 to charity. Trust me, Coins Plus is actively involved and donates a lot of their profits to a number of local charities and to organizations we support, like the NRA. I think it's important that we stand up for our Second Amendment rights, but just be assured that it is our desire and goal to do the right thing in everything we do. The favor I have to ask is this. A lot of people know me. They've heard my voice. I've been in their living room, in their car, and they know me. And when they come in or call, they really want to deal with me. I appreciate that sincerely. But you got to understand, that's, you're not alone, okay? And I have a phenomenal group of guys, phenomenal, just that are just sharper than I am. They have more upfront experience, recent experience than I do. They're good. They're good Christian men. They want to help you out. So please, if you have a question, you're looking for me, I'm not available, talk with them, work with them. Please don't just demand to work directly with me. I am involved in everything behind the scenes. I mean, if anybody's doing a package or any kind of nothing goes out the door without my signature of approval, okay, for the most part, and nothing significant. Anything you do goes across my desk, it's my approval. But again, we've got great guys here, and they're good Christian men, and they're here to help. So please work with us, because we have a flow that we process things and information and people, and it works. But then if someone just demands, and you're not alone, I mean, and a lot of people say, I just need 15 minutes. Well, first of all, that never lasts 15 minutes. It always goes for an hour, and that's not always your fault. That's my fault too, because I'm that way. But we get that from solicitors, advertisers all week long, just 15 minutes. And so I'm just asking if you would be so kind as to work with the guys that we have professionally trained and actively involved. No one here is on commission. No one has any financial incentive for profit. There's no pay that is proportional to the profit at all. They know, I mean, if I've ever drilled one thing, it's integrity. It's honesty and integrity. It's do the right thing, no matter the cost. Seek the truth, no matter the cost, etc. That's our goal. That's our desire. Once again, thank you. And also, folks, 2014 is a huge hinge year. I mean, I talked the last show a little bit about the whole Federal Reserve banking system and where it's basically heading for us right now. God is a God of numbers and order, okay? And that's probably why money plays such an important role. Money is a tangible track record of our heart condition. It's a huge part of our life. It's the major part of our life. It doesn't matter where you live. If you live in the darkest city on earth, or you live in the top of a condo on the 43rd floor of Bellevue, you know, money's a part of your life. I'm sorry, but it is. And it's a great way to express your heart condition. It's a great way to show God who you are. You want to be wise. You want to be biblical. You want to be smart. You don't want to be greedy. You don't want to be stubborn. The way you behave with your money shows your spirit. If you're out looking for the get-rich-quick scheme, if you want to call everybody and you want to make everybody want your money, you know, you get... people that will inherit a substantial chunk of dough, they got to call all the marketing companies and get these solicitors calling them and bugging them, and it makes them feel good. All these people want their money rather than sticking with somebody who's, you know, loyal and local and who you can go back to. And all my years in banking, I'll tell you, if I learn one thing, I always say, you want to know someone's integrity? Give them a little bit of money. And I don't really mean give them a little bit of money, but I mean give them authority over money. And all of a sudden, you're going to see someone's integrity. You're going to see if they're loyal. You're going to see if their word's good. You're going to see what their values are. If they're all impulsive and they got to spend it right away, or they go out and they, you know, they blow it on this or blow it on that, or they don't give it away. You know, people inherit substantial amounts of money. They won't give a penny to charity, and yet they claim to be believers. And I guess from some reading I did recently, apparently like 86% of churchgoers don't tithe. Folks, that is the single first sign of worship and faith in God. If you don't believe in God, and you might say, well, I only make 12 bucks an hour, how in the world can God stretch that out? He, not only that, he says he will protect you from the devourer, okay? So first of all, if you don't tithe, guess what? You get to contest with the devourer, okay? That's not a good thing. I've been there, all right? Secondly, God can feed 5,000 people with just a few fish and a little bit of bread. He can do it. And he's God. He says, test me in this and see if I won't basically make your storehouses explode with plenty. You know, so you got tithing is huge. If you're not tithing, and tithing is a tenth. That's the whole point of it. The book of Malachi is very clear about it. He says to not tithe is to rob him. And it's not the last tenth that's left over. It's the first tenth. It's the first fruits. And along those same lines, last couple weeks I talked about stewardship. Well, that's all in the same vein of what we're doing financially. Are you jealous? Are you greedy? Does money create bitterness? Are you reckless? Are you irresponsible? Do you not want to worry about it? Do you not want to keep a budget? Do you know? All these things. Look at them. Evaluate the way you view and handle money honestly and objectively, and you will see your heart as God sees it. We can't see our own heart. It's hard enough to examine ourselves. Our friends can do it, and we're afraid to ask. I am. I mean, you know, I know that I am a broken, miserable sinner, and I'm so human, and I love God, and I want to be good for him. And I go minute by minute, day by day, you know, and I make mistakes. And that's where the Holy Spirit can show us in a gentle way who we are and how we need to improve. But look at what you do with money. I know I'm occasionally a little bit impulsive from looking at what I do with money. I know I really like quality. I like to buy the best, but I like to get a really good deal on it. I don't want to take profit from people unreasonably. If anything, I probably tend to maybe be a little liberal with profit. I like to be charitable. I consider tipping a form of charity. This is how people make their living, and you put a great big smile on their face and they feel good. Not only do they feel good, they got a little more money than they expected. They know they did a good job. It rewards them. It helps them breathe a little easier, maybe just for a few minutes. But you know what? That's worth something. And I'll tell you another challenge I have for you this week. I don't care who you are or what you do. You have authority and influence over someone's life, maybe many people's lives. Maybe you're a boss. Maybe you're a mother. Maybe you're a foreman on a job site. Maybe you're a church leader. Maybe you're a car salesman. I don't know. But do this for me, for God, this week. Take whatever authority you have, whoever you come in contact with, and use all your power to make their day and their life better, even if for a moment. Compliment them, uplift them, and take a burden off their back. If you tend to nag your spouse, you know, commit for 1 week not to say one negative thing to them. Even if they do everything wrong, try it. And on top of that, say something positive in place of it. If we take something like that away and don't replace it, it's of very little value. Speak power. Speak love, speak joy, speak the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Speak it. Go out there. Think of the power of the tongue. It is, it's like it says, it's a rudder on a ship. You can change your life in moments with your tongue. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call a law enforcement agency and tell them you plan on making an unplanned visit to the president and doing such and whatever. You can destroy your whole life with some crazy threat, right? And you can, you know, a wonderful tongue will make its way into the homes of kings, as Proverbs says a lot better than I just said it. But the bottom line is, like I said, edify those around you. Do you have a conflict with somebody that's unresolved? How about you apologize? Oh, don't worry about what they did to you. Take a look at yourself. What did you do? What did you do? Apologize for what you did. Take responsibility. Don't have a victim's mentality. Don't sit there and say, poor me, I did this, I deserve that. You know what we deserve? We deserve hell. We're fallen, broken sinners, you know, and unfortunately we're not always that broken as far as our spirit. That's the way God wants us, with a broken and contrite spirit. But we're fallen, and we're a lot of times we're pretty evil, mean, bad people. We're filled with hate and spite and anger and everything else a lot of times. Watch how you drive. How do you drive? Are you passive aggressive? You know, one thing, there's people out there that do nothing and they think they're better. Or they'll say, I didn't mean to do this and therefore you're good. But you didn't mean to do good. If you say, I didn't mean to do bad, well, so what? Did you intend to do good? You need to intend to do good, not just not mean to do bad. Are you, like I said, as a driver, are you passive aggressive? Because there's both kinds. There's the crazy guy with his finger flying all over the place. Are you honking on the horn? Is it really that big of a deal if someone, quote, cuts you off? Or are they just trying to get into the lane and for some reason you think you own the lane? Or they shouldn't have done that. You know, I had to get in line at the road construction and that guy went ahead a half a mile. Let him in. I mean, what's the big deal? Let him in. Do good. I'm just saying, get out there and do good. Resolve conflict. Reconcile. Apologize. Do good this week. Just reach out and make someone's life better. No matter where you're at or what you're doing, if you're standing in line, let someone by. If they're in a rush, don't give people dirty looks. You know, be a good person. Fill your life with the love of Christ. Let them see it. It's an action. He says, obey my commands. Obey means to actively follow his commands. Commands are are specific directions to act. So go out of your way to do good to one another this week. Or as some great philosopher, others call the Son of God, said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, or love your neighbor as yourself. And I guarantee you, you love yourself. Look at all the effort and energy you put into taking care of yourself. Pass that on. As Psalms 34 says, 14, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Notice that. Do good. It's to act. It's not to just function as a zombie and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. So be active, actively be good. Seek peace and what? Pursue it. That means you need to actively pursue peace. That means you're putting it in other people's lives. So do that this week. Express Christ.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
One other topic to touch on, what is up with this missing Malaysian plane? I'll tell you, I may be out there, okay? There's a lot of conspiracy theories I read, okay? We got aliens. We got the passengers are still alive. I kind of buy into that. I read one that said there's a Snowden connection. That's interesting. By the way, did you guys pick up last week where Snowden came out with his recent information that our CIA, I think it was, or some form of our government, had taken snapshots every 5 seconds? They hijacked Yahoo and through the cameras on your computer monitor. They snap shots of people every 5 seconds for a long, you know, prolonged period of time on over 5 million Americans. Over 5 million. They said 7 to 11% of the pictures could be considered lewd. People nude, you know, people with computers in their room doing, you know, different levels of activity that maybe they didn't expect to be on TV. People at the computer doing who knows what, I can only imagine. However, that's crazy. And you know what they said, what the liberals always say? Hey, if you got nothing to hide, don't worry about it. Yeah, until you what? Have something to hide, or until they decide that what you do is something to hide or whatever. That's not the response. The response is the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure, right to privacy. I mean, folks, be assured, they're numbing us to Big Brother. It's happening. It's all around us. They're watching us, tracking us. People come in and they don't want a paper trail when they buy this or that. If you've got navigation in your car, if you're carrying a smartphone, they can track where you've been. And they're not going to, I know, but at the same time, I mean, at this point, none of us are felons. Someday, being a Christian will be punishable by many things, just as it is in Iran, where they keep beating this pastor so bad that he, you know, has to keep going to the hospital. They're going to eventually kill him. They have these Muslim societal cleansing days in Iran, where they hang and flog and whip and beat and stone people in the public square in mass to cleanse the sins of their community. So with government spying, we already do have something to worry about. Other theories on this thing, that Iranians kidnapped some engineers, UFOs digest, someone points to revelations that an Iranian national was responsible for buying plane tickets for two passengers with stolen passports as evidence that the Iran was involved, possibly to extract technological intelligence from some Freescale semiconductor employees. They say if the plane's not found in the next few days or ever, we must assume the plane was hijacked and taken to a nearby country where that government wants to keep the disappearance a secret, he wrote. If this is the case, the two passengers with stolen passports must be the hijackers. There's a whole bunch of other theories about the Illuminati and the equivalent of a Bermuda Triangle. The plane is in Vietnam, where it's waiting to be used as a weapon. Some kind of miniature hydrogen bomb controlled by an iPhone app and created a miniature black hole. So what really happened? At this point, I suspect somebody who doesn't have access to a national, you know, a country, stole a plane. I think it's possible that they may be planning to load the thing up with nukes to use later on as a weapon, or I suppose another random is it was a terrorist attempt that just went awry and they took the plane where? Who knows? But I think, you know, you've got all these people missing. You know, they could be anywhere. If they swing over to the Indian Ocean, there's something like 20,000 islands in that place, all over the place, caves, whatever. So we'll have to watch what happens, what develops with that. I suspect that could be a key factor coming up into the near future. Well, I didn't get to my transcript the last two shows too well. I hope you notice gold's, you know, been up 10% in the last 40 days. It's coming back. Gold is money. John Pierpont Morgan, 1912. Money is gold and nothing else, and the Bible agrees. Numismatics are heading up. They've made a really strong move in the last 6 months. There's a wholesale bid-ask sheet we use. The last fall, they were trading, you know, below the wholesale bid levels. Now they're trading it over the wholesale ask levels. Anything but the U.S. paper dollar is where you want to have your money heading into 2014. I mean, insurance annuities, folks, are not a good investment. I've seen some companies pushing these things really hard. They're a trap. They sound great. You say, I want some conservative. Oh, yeah, annuities. They're super conservative, guaranteed income. No, they're not. There's no guarantee of anything. And I'll tell you what, once your money's locked up, you're stuck. There's no easy way to get out. This Ukrainian response, folks, is U.S. desperation to save the dollar. The Ukraine crisis is an enormous struggle for financial power between East and West. The U.S. government wants to stop Ukraine from becoming a central transit point for gas and oil, okay? The U.S. keeps getting involved in these things because of this. There's a company called Gazprom in Russia. It's the largest company in Russia. It's an oil and gas company. It's one of the largest companies in the world, okay? So we keep running after them, and here's how it goes. First, we had the Cyprus meltdown. Cyprus, there's the Gazprom Bank of Cyprus, was the largest bank in Cyprus. This was the clearinghouse. By the way, China and Russia now, they have each of over 20,000 metric tons of gold. We hold 6,500 metric tons. We've had since the Great Depression. We've double obligated it to the Fed and foreign debt. It's not ours. That's why we can't produce gold when we need to. That's why the big mass messy manipulation when people wanted to take delivery. That's why we went in and forced Cyprus to dump their gold to us for two reasons. One, Cyprus was serving as a clearinghouse for Gazprom, for Russia to buy gold through Gazprom Bank. We don't like it. We don't want Russia to build up a currency base along with China and create an alternative to the petrodollar. So that's where it first started. The second attack against Gazprom was in Syria. People don't realize Iran was preparing to connect their pipelines with Syrian ports to feed Russian oil to Iran, but the U.S. put a war in the way. Whether Obama fully understands or just gets Fed information that guarantees his puppet response is unknown. Most likely, the Fed feeds certain information to Obama's advisors to feed to Obama to generate the specific response that they desire. The third attack on Gazprom is now in the Ukraine. Southwest Ukraine holds the valves that control the oil flow to almost all of Central Europe, Romania, Poland, Austria, Slovakia, Czech Republic, and Hungary. The U.S. and Europe actually believe that they control the valves, they can control the flow of these oil and natural gas. European analysts and experts are viewing the U.S. response to Ukraine as an act of desperation, not valor. Secretary of State Kerry threatened to exclude Russia from the G8. Now the G8's irrelevant while the G20 is taken over and China's running it instead of the U.S. and Europe. At the recent G20 in Austria, we didn't hear this. China absolutely railed on the U.S. in a very hostile way. They stated that, here's their quotes, they said, "You're living off fumes. You're living off the printing presses with no justifiable income. Your economy is a phony. Your economy is a fake." This is what they said to America at the G20. Did this the media? No. Obama just sat there with a blank smile on his face as if he was completely oblivious to the predicament the U.S. is in. The entire globe knows that U.S. is nothing more than a printing press of monopoly money with a big ego, no plan, and a runaway socialist leader who's bound and determined to destine us to the ash heap of all great empires in history. So many people brag about European countries like Obama, and they parade the European way of life as some great achievement we should shoot for. Europe is destitute, folks. I can't think of any new invention, product, or innovation that's come out of any European country in the last 40 to 50 years that's significant in any way. Now that Russia and China combined have over 40,000 metric tons of gold, they're going to kill the petrodollar, that's a U.S. dollar, and force banking systems around the world to start dumping their treasury bonds because they'll no longer need them. One fact most experts agree on is that Putin's patience has worn thin, and the time between these events is